name James. I'm an addict.
Amen.
I'm here only by God's grace and God's mercy. Truly from God's grace and God's mercy. I want to thank you, Dan. I mean, from my heart. Much respect. Right? I sit there and I learn something from you. And I did something, Dan, that I've never done. I said a prayer for both of us.
Thank you.
Right? I've never did that before. Right? But I said a prayer for you because I know it's about how he brought us here to carry a message.
Yes, sir.
Of hope to somebody, right? And to practice these principles in all our affairs, right? And I appreciate you.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank my friends from Baltimore. I want to thank them for showing up for me. That's a hell of a thing. I want to thank my sponsees at the show. Right? I want to thank my close friend Sterling and his wife Teresa, right, for traveling up with us. And I'm gonna tell you, I can't call no names, right, because it would be a misjustice for all y'all that I love, right. But my beautiful wife is here with me. I don't know if anybody ever heard me share before. But I don't share her expense, right? I share about me. And I've carried a message for a while. And it's just for me. I'm not trying to force this on nobody. I've carried a message that you can stay faithful in a marriage. And I know that might not be too popular for a lot of people, right? But I'm right now, I'm trying to work my way into this, right? Dan was saying something, and it's from my heart, too. I love narcotics. And I'm so grateful. They say gratefulness is a feeling, and gratitude is the extension of your gratefulness. If you understand what I mean, because I am so grateful because God met me in the pits of hell. That's where he met me at, in the pits of hell. And I will never forget where I come from. I have a love for this fellowship, man. And Dan was talking about the transformation that happens through the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous in relation with God. The stuff that used to feel good gradually don't feel as good as it used to. It ain't about the taking, it's about the giving back. And giving back what? Giving back the compassion, the empathy, the patience, the tolerance. If you came in and went back out, thank God you're back. We know it takes a lot of courage to overcome the guilt and the shame. So we welcome you back with open arms. Because we're instruments of God and we need to encourage and motivate each other. Right? And unity is so damn important, but disease is so powerful. He knows if we ever got together, if he ever know we got together, boy, we've been forced to be reckoned with. We already forced to be reckoned with. But he knows we ever got together. And it takes a lot of practice. You understand? It takes a lot of practice. So let me share for identification purposes. They have a problem with me, first of all, because of my adjectives that I use. I don't think they wanted me to share because I get. And I listened to a tape. I don't usually listen to the tape the other night. But, and I was saying, fuck yeah, boy. But I want to get better. I want to get better. But I'm talking to my people. You know what I'm talking to my people. And then I learned about humility, and I had people that loved me. The people that got here, was here when I got here, that understood. I'm talking about the people that had the time when I got here. There is not robbery to stay here for to act like me. To let me know, no matter what, the acronym from HOPE is hearing other people's experience. If you just sit down and shout, there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on. There's a battle going on. But once you get the one adjective, once you get that ass whipping, anybody understand what I'm talking about? Can anybody relate to the ass being whipped? The letters say when you become beaten, you'll become willing. That's what I had a sponsor who loved me, Reggie A. Who loved me and comforted me and had the empathy. Well, nobody else could understand, but he understood. He saw my doubt and my insecurities and my inadequacies and my low self-esteem, and he kept rubbing me and encouraging me and saying, boy, be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. So let me read something. I'm 66 years old. I surrendered August the 27th, 1996. Been here one day at a time ever since. I surrendered not just to the disease, but this program, this fellowship. Yeah. You wonder, I surrendered because of the what? Yeah. The ass whipping. No, you understand. You gotta get the ass whipping. See, that's the ass whipping making you be more willing. So. And now is a bitch. Now won't allow you to nod around it that you fucked up. Man, everybody know you fucked. I'm gonna get to everybody know you fucked up. Your mother, you ever had a mother that held on to you? You ever had a mother that held on to you? Huh? They wouldn't let you go. When everybody told you, let them go, put your hand on to you anyway, and you caught up in disease, totally self-centered, caught up in self. You ain't have a baby that you brought from your flesh and your blood. You don't bother to know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being caught up in the grip and in the darkness. And a little white pill say, fuck them. I ain't mean to come out like that. I ain't never come out like that. That kind of insensitive. No, come on, man. I say that you my baby, I love you, but I'm caught up in the grip. I wanna be there, but I can't come back. I love you. I can't understand the damage. I say I love you, but my hand is devastated. Mommy don't give a fuck about me. The hurt that I caused. See, I can't forget where God met me at, man. And then he loved me so much when third step said he cares about me no matter what I've done. That is so comforting. We talking about total surrender without no reservation. Total surrender. What is it? No matter what, if your mother get killed, if your mother dies, you ain't gonna use. Your child is shot in the head. You ain't no use. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, full-blown AIDS, cancer, loss of breast, loss of limb. Told us you never, no motherfucking reservation. I ain't never going back out there, bitch, no more. Never have we seen. Never have we seen. Never have we seen somebody wrote this. Go back out. So I got a sponsor. Me and my baby got in the service work early. We had that much time. People always complaining, but don't step up for shit. So what they had to do, they had to waive our claim time. They had to waive our claim time because nobody was set up. You know what I'm talking about? She was the leadership chair for the Baltimore area. Talking about way back. We got involved, didn't we, baby? God, this fall type of shit. I got a sponsor. I started doing some stuff, though. The transformation started happening. Let me read this. Maybe you can understand where I'm coming from. In our gratitude, we go beyond merely asking for the power to live up to God's plan for our own lives. We begin to seek our ways to be of service. I want to give homage to the service. CPR. I give honor to people that are not robbing. I'm talking about selfless service. I'm talking about even praise and glory. I'm talking about people that's in the trenches. See, this shit hurt, but when you go in the trenches. My teeth ain't falling off. I'll get back to that. to make a difference. Be different makers. No. No, I promise it. A difference in the life of another addict. To create a method of recovery. Our spiritual awakening has been opened up to spiritual contentment, unconditional love, personal freedom, and knowing that we can only keep this precious gift.
Yes, sir.
Precious gift. By sharing it with others. This precious gift. Man, I bless this literature. I usually don't do this shit because I can't remember shit. My sponsor told me, put a little page in it, shit. People, I come to phone because I want to come to phone like the rest of y'all. I'm going to come with the literature like that. I'm going to open up literature. Yeah, motherfuckers. Hey, what's going on? But once I get here, I'll be going like this. Get a fire, shit. Fuck it. Put that shit down. Fuck it. I'll do this shit. Great. Man, check it out. We have gifts. We are gifted. We have gifts. Through the process of the 12 step and some good people, right? Did I have a gift? All of us got a gift, but I have it, and I can't deny God's gift that He's given to me. Because that's what low self-esteem people do. I tell you, I have people that encourage me, be yourself. What be yourself? Look at this man right here. I love this brother. I love this brother. This is my road though. I love this brother. Brother, believe in me. Developing a personal style regarding the message rests on a simple requirement. We must be ourselves. He says we each have a special, one-of-a-kind personality. There is sure to be attraction to many. Some of us Some of us. All of us. Some of us. Not that I'm better, but we got other gifts. I said some of us. So that's the ease of jealousy and shit. What the fuck funny? I said, what the fuck funny? You, motherfucker, you funny, motherfucker. No, you funny, bitch. Some of us have a sparkling sense of humor which may reach somebody in despair. So let me read something else that I found that was so powerful. Most of us have found that we are able to feel great empathy for those who suffer from mild disease precisely because it is our disease. Our empathy isn't abstract, nor is it our understanding. Instead, it's born in shared experiences. We beat each other with the recognition reserved for survivors of the same nearly fatal catastrophe. Diligently, this shared experience more than anything else contributes to the atmosphere of unconditional love in our meeting. I have a mother that I love, and when I hear people share about their mothers, it touches me. We talk about practicing these principles in all our faith. You know how you can be so loving, caring here, so understanding here, so passionate here? That's why we practice this shit. That's why God put us together. Because he knew we need to practice together. And they say this, what they say, this is a training ground. Right? He put us together because he knows this is where the misfits fit. If we get along with each other and understand each other, we can take it out there. Patience, tolerance, all that stuff. Well, we ain't talking about perfect, are we? Because we fucked up, we ran off course. We know that. But we, you understand? But you ain't ignorant. Oh, you ain't ignorant. Because you got to be able to tell the truth. You got to come up to the plate and be transparent. Don't worry about nobody thinking about your ass. I have a mother that I love. Because God will position you when he changed your heart. He knows his time is not my time. He will make the time right for you to make this. I told you I robbed my mama's spirit. Had resentment for my mother. But the first step to all the other people have done something to, it's always about the problem. Your ass play that motherfucker. Own it, motherfucker. Own it. No, own it. I ain't talking about y'all. I gotta own my shit. Once I own it and accept it, I can move past it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nobody perfect. So I'm moving back with my mother. They wanted me to move back with my mother. She wanted me and my wife. Me and my wife began with 32 years. 32 goddamn years. That's a message, motherfucker. 32 motherfucking years. That's a motherfucking message. Ain't been outside the mud. Ain't been out. My nickname is Pimp. Bitch. Some of y'all, I ain't lying, but I made that shit. It was an illusion. It wasn't real. It was an illusion. Been together 32 years. I ain't been outside the mud in 18 years. Ain't been outside my mind. So they wanted me and my wife to move back. How much? 6 minutes? Let me say this. So they wanted me and my mother. Excuse me, and my wife to move back with my mother. My mother has dementia. It's progressive. Of course, in my self-centeredness, how come the rest of them can't do that? And my sponsor say, he appointed you to do it. He has equipped you. It ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nothing worth it easy. him and wife been together 30 years. 32 years. Let me get to it. So me and my wife have been together 32 years. We had that freedom, that independence. She had her own house, own kitchen, had a transition. But I'm not the same person I used to be. Because I'm more sensitive to my wife than I ever been. That's why my wife has been submissive to me, because I've been submissive to God. And when I'm submissive to God, my wife's going to follow me, because I will treat her with dignity and respect. It ain't happening tonight. Well, I'm a little child. So we've been together. With my mother. Right? This is foreign to me. Now I can't understand. This is the real motive for me moving with my mother. The real motive, because the house is paid for. I ain't got to pay $800 for rent no more. That's what it is. That's why we moved it. God had another plan. It's about maturing and growing up. So we moved here. I ain't understand women totally. I told I'll be in the house. Okay, get with me. Get with me, mama. No. I told me you can't go in the kitchen. I ain't know women got this thing about kitchen, people kitchens and all that stuff. You know what I'm telling women up for? All that stuff they y'all got. That's some good shit. Right, so I'm going to say, fuck it. Move that shit. So we moved there with my mother, man. And we got a little room. That's where we live in, the room. Just me and her. And when I asked her, because she moved with me, you know what she told me? She said, I'll follow you anywhere. That's amazing shit. That will motivate you to continue to be the man that God meant you to be. So we're in the house with my mother. Things started changing. All of a sudden, my baby started getting up. Because her mother passed on. The emptiness, I know she feel. You understand? But if you stay out God's way, if you stop being so damn controlling, if you let it just work like I let it supposed to, God sometimes say, get the fuck out of my way. You in my way. I can't do shit out of my way. One minute. I'm done. I'm gonna say. So we move on, mother. She's getting up now when she ain't gotta go to work, and she's putting a patch on my mother. Right? She give my mother medication. Right? Cause she had to get the kitchen table the other day, cause the other day she got him and said she went and bought some pots and pans. You motherfuckers don't understand. She got some pots and pans. She got some pots and pans. And she went to the store, she started cooking in that kitchen. I was saying, God damn! Everybody see what I'm talking about? You have to humble yourself. Get your ego out the way. Go in them treatment centers. Go in them recovery houses. Go in the mess in the belly of the beast. It ain't gotta be a bunch of motherfuckers. 2, 3, call a message. That's right. That's all. And stop being jealous of other people. Well, I did what I was supposed to do, I guess. Because I ain't got nothing else to say. Fuck it. I love you.